fraud on a large scale, fake invoicing, ignorance of public finance law, complete disrespect for procurement and budget rules. Such are the conclusions in the scrutiny process triggered by the IMF's review. The Boeing 737, bought in March for close to $40 million, is only part of the problem. The plane was purchased using a defence secrecy clause that bypassed Parliament. Not only that, but President Keita gave one of his supporters a $200 million contract for vehicles and uniforms without a competitive tender process. I asked Finance Minister Bouare Félix-Sissoko how it was possible for such a gaping loophole to have survived successive administrations.
I am still wondering how it has been able to be, but it was a kind of way of doing business at the level of this ministry through years and years.
Donors, she added, had never complained before.
World Bank and other donors come and do an evaluation of the procurement law, but they never told us that we have to really review because everybody was saying it won't be used, but definitely it has been.
The finance minister said the loophole would now be closed. But what about the fraudsters who wrote fake invoices worth millions? Surely the IMF's mission chief for Mali, Christian Joss, would insist on them being punished.
No, it's not our role. We will push for transparency on this.
If you come back for the next review and nobody's been to court, nobody's been arrested, what will you do? Will you do anything?
I don't want to see it that way. I'm confident that the fact of putting these two reports on the table is going to trigger some reaction. And I don't want to prejudge and not be optimistic about the reactions that it could trigger.
The IMF has frozen $12 million so far. It'll decide in December whether to release the money. Others who contribute a total of $300 million worth of direct budget support to Mali, including the World Bank, the European Union, and the African Development Bank, are expected to follow the IMF's lead.